Okay, so the second speaker is Tom McHugh. Tom's the manager of extension and grower programs with the Grains and Research and Development Corporation. Now, Grains, the R&D corporation, is enormous. It covers all the way from Western Australia, all the way around the wheat belt, up into central and northern Queensland. It's a very, very big organisation that has a lot of challenges managing a lot of different crops in a lot of different places over a vast, vast area. It's quite a challenge. And what Tom's going to talk about is how such a large organisation like that is trying to interact with their growers and their people in the industry to build this capacity. So please welcome Tom McHugh.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for the opportunity to come and talk at this conference. I guess a couple of key things have come out this morning. We've heard a number of talks about issues for capacity in general and how we need to improve that effort. And one of the things in the GRDC, as Mike mentioned, is we are a large organisation, so we have to have a clearly defined strategic approach to the development of capacity. So what I'm going to do to start off with is actually give an overview of what we do in GRDC in regards to our capacity strategy. Now, for those of you who don't know, our overarching strategy is to make Australian grain growers competitive in the global grains market. And as the theme of the conference goes, it's not just about investing in pure research projects, it's about investing in the people and the resources to actually sustain the ongoing momentum in those research projects. And as a result, in our capacity strategy, one of the conscious efforts that we're doing is ensuring that we have an ongoing capacity to continuously innovate. And we have four key areas which we do that, and I'm going to touch on each one of these as we go through my presentation. The first one is all about building and sustaining grains industry research capacity for the future, and GRDC has a number of investments in this area, largely around awards and scholarship programs. We heard earlier this morning about the need to actually not only fund the research but actually deliver it back out, and this is a strong emphasis in all the programs that we have. Particularly in the undergraduate and postgraduate components of the GRDC capacity strategy. So we have a whole range of award programs that are offered to students and other individuals in the industry. In the context of this one I'll touch on is the Industry Development Awards, which is offered to groups or individuals to actually conduct training of relevance to the grains industry. And as we know, a lot of cotton and dairy and beef producers are also grain producers. So quite often, it's not always necessarily just based on the grains industry. More recently, a key component of this area is contextualising the amount of research that's actually conducted within research programs, and a core area of that is the CRCs, who have a number of PhD students as a component of their work. And as little as a few weeks ago, Minister Burke announced a cross-RDC collaborative initiative, which includes cotton and grains and other RDCs. It's called the Investing in Youth Initiative. So part of that is to actually draw together individuals to actually undertake training and work with a common set of guidelines across all commodity sectors. And we're pleased to say that we've got a really healthy response. Often the talk of capacity is about doom and gloom, but in this instance we've had a very strong response rate. Obviously, building support to those people that are already awarded is an important component to GRDC, but also we hear it throughout the press. We hear about loss in capacity in regional Australia. We hear about the fact that a lot of talent is going to other sectors outside agriculture, and I guess from GRDC's perspective, another core component is how do we continuously promote and attract talent into the grains industry. So GRDC has had long-going support for a number of initiatives in terms of trying to attract and retain staff members. capacity into the grains and other industries. And I'll just touch on a few. I guess they start right at the early stages from the National Youth Science Forum, which is done in conjunction with the Rotary Clubs of Australia to bring students of a young age through to understand and be exposed to some of the agricultural aspects, such as CSIRO and other research agencies, through to the PISCI project that many of you may have heard about through David Russell, where we're actually trying to attract students in and actually do some work in developing, one, their awareness and understanding of agriculture, but also encouraging them to seriously consider agriculture as a viable career option. I guess the next element is in some of the awards that GRDC has offered in the past in terms of trainees and scholarships. We look at the BHP Billiton Science Awards, which GRDC has invested in the past, and also the CSIRO Summer Studentship Program, where capacity and rural people included can come and do work with the CSIRO, both in Canberra and Narrabri and other parts of Australia, to actually learn and work with some of our leading edge researchers. So I think from that perspective, that's a really encouraging sign so that we mentor and foster them into the research agenda. And more recently, I guess when you move to the higher levels, we also have investments in conjunction with DAP into the Science and Innovation Awards, and also with the University of New England in the Sustainable Grains Production course, to actually get students in and actually learn some of the core principles of grain production. This is also offered in the cotton industry as well. So we're trying to increase their understanding of core agricultural knowledge. The first two strategies have largely related around research capacity, and while that's a strong emphasis within GRDC, a big theme of this conference is how do we develop regional communities. So I guess the third element of the strategy is how do we enhance growers' skills and expertise to adopt new technologies. And we have a number of investments, not only in our capacity building area, but in some of our validation and integration, and in my area and extension grower programs. One I'd like to flag to you in particular, and most of you should hopefully know about this, is the farming systems groups right across Australia. Now, these groups are set up to conduct farmer-driven, empowered engagement activities with growers and researchers and agribusiness to plan, scope and undertake research, development and extension projects of local significance. Whilst that has been the goal, there have been some side benefits which have grown in importance as they have evolved, and in particular we should point out the networking and social dimensions that many of these groups bring to local communities. At the same time, we're still conscious that in order for capacity to be in regional Australia, individuals or groups need specific training, and we also conduct programs that look at human capacity development and also the technical side of things on hot priority topics affecting the industry. A lot of the programs also cover things like the crop updates, whereby we have a lot of networking and interaction amongst a variety of people, whether they be agronomists, growers, industry bodies, universities, researchers and so on. But more and more, that emphasis on community is being built into those programs as well. We're getting a lot of interest in some of the work you heard about yesterday in Susan Brumby on farmer health, looking at the social dimension, business risk, all the factors that you need to consider in rural communities. And then we have other programs in things like the Australasia Pacific Extension Network, where we're actually working in collaboration with this organisation to try and bring together key influences that are out across Australia and have forums to actually discuss some of the key topics in terms of improving information exchange, extension and capacity-based issues. The last one, and we've heard it twice this morning, is building the next generation of industry leaders. And GRDC has had long partnerships with a number of organisations, including the Nuffield Scholars Association, as we've heard this morning, the Australian Rural Leadership Program, and GRC is a strong advocate in supporting those programs. And more recently, Grain Growers Association held a Future Grain Leaders Forum to actually bring together young people who have potential roles to become leaders in the grains industry and discuss key topics of significance. So GRC is very conscious that in order to have that succession planning and continuity in not only research development and extension, but also having viable communities, we have to support leadership programs. So I guess I'll leave it there. They're just a few of the areas that we're focusing on in GRDC, and I think it's quite consistent with the themes of this conference. I think one of the things we need to focus on is how we improve the awareness of these programs, and it's great to see such a big turnout to hear some of the topics on capacity and regional development.
Thanks, Tom. I think that ends the PowerPoint presentations.